This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And, of course, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. This Monday evening, I had some other stories prepped, but I read one today that sort of caught me by the heartstrings. There's apparently over 100,000 crew members.
You know, if you trim those, they won't get snagged on things.
I'll have to grab my heartstring trimmers.
It's a good plan.
Apparently, there's over 100,000 crew members that are, for all intents and purposes, hostages or prisoners on cruise ships.
Crew members.
Not the passengers. The passengers have all been otherwise, you know, disembarked from their respective ships. There was some folks who were just getting on the ships, you know,
to go to work, early
March or whatever, you know, mid-March, while, you know, sort of rotating, you know, they come in while others are coming out, that kind of a thing. Others were told that, it'll pass in 2 weeks because that's what the government was telling everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, you only need to quarantine for 2 weeks. And the expectation, of course, was that, you know, this would all sort of go away in like a month, kind of like the SARS did back in the day, and that, you know, life would return to normal, which it, of course, hasn't. There's been a couple of suicides as a result, folks who just are losing their mind because they're literally stuck on these cruise ships in, you know, at first crew quarters.
Uh-huh.
And then after some time, they kind of let them out into
the rooms,
you know, but, you know, one per room, of course, and that kind of a thing. There was some of them had communal meals without social distancing. Mm-hmm. Some of them were just like, no, we're just going to deliver you your three hots to your room, and you're going to stay inside your room. They threatened all
of these
people.
Did they give them an hour a day out? That's what they did when we were in solitary.
Yeah. So this article goes in depth into all that, and we can talk about this, of course. I have some other stuff to bring up as well. I know there was some talk about the South Jersey gym reopens in defiance of governor's order. This is an instance where this gym was closed because of coronavirus. The guy said he was going to open. The cops showed up and said, no, you're closed. They posted a sign on his business that says this business is closed due to COVID-19, and the guy promptly removed the sign and replaced it with the Bill of Rights.
Nice.
Yes.
So we could talk more about that as well. And then we also have nobody, you dropped this one in, and I thought the headline was enticing. Federal government buys riot gear and increases security funding, citing the coronavirus pandemic.
They didn't already have riot gear?
They bought more, apparently. Okay.
I mean, they've got a lot, but, you can't have too much riot gear. The funny thing is, I think the thing that I intended to put in the hopper was the one before about the New Jersey gym and the cops saying, have a nice day. But it's a good idea to cover the riot gear, too, because, you know, the riot gear will definitely cover you.
And we all know what happens when the police show up at a riot, right?
They cause it.
That's right. Nightsticks and, other assorted atrocities
Yeah, so. That was a common thing at the University of Michigan. I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The students, after a big win, would all go and mill about in the streets, and it was generally pretty peaceful until the police would show up and tear gas them, at which point there would be a riot. And I was driving cab in these days, and I actually saw one of my bros get his cab flipped over by the irate students, but the reason they were irate was they'd been tear gassed.
Yeah, I lived in Seattle when the WHO riots ensued. My girlfriend at the time had gone downtown with a group of friends to go and check out the riots, and in hindsight, she claimed it was a terrible idea. But of course, the story is just from on the ground about what the police did and how they functioned and how they operated without a care for anybody.
No concern about anybody's safety.
Yeah.
Well, that happened here in Keene 6 years ago. There was a Pumpkin Fest riots that went down here.
I partially read something about that. Tell me more about that, because I find that interesting, because Pumpkin Fest sounds so not riot-esque.
Well, it actually didn't happen at Pumpkin Fest. It happened in the college neighborhood, which was about three streets away.
Yeah.
But it's just what nobody said. The cops had, in the afternoon, they'd broken up what they call a day party or a darty. Or whatever they call them around here.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning if you're going to drink all day.
Yeah.
That's true.
Apparently it was like 1:30 in the afternoon. The cops broke up a day party, and they forced, you know, everybody that was at that party to leave. And so then you got angry, drunken students and young people in the streets, not, you know, with nowhere to really go. And the
right.
cops basically caused this issue. And this is from what some of the students were telling us. And, of course, they proceeded to continue to drink and roam around. And that led to more police response. And it led to more outrage and anger among the students. And they set a couch on fire in the middle of the road. At one point, there was a huge bottle war on one street where there were probably 200 or more people in the streets just throwing bottles back and forth and beer cans. I caught probably about 10 minutes of that. On video.
Wow.
Up on one of the I showed up just to, you know, like your girlfriend was saying, check out the riots and see how things were going down there.
Right, right.
And I witnessed this bottle war. One of the kids on the street let me go up on his second floor and pop out the window so I could get, like, an upper
bird's eye view. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the police showed up in large numbers. They brought out, you know, armor and vehicles and paintball guns, and they were shooting pepperball paintballs at people, apparently. They didn't actually shoot anybody with real bullets, so there is that. But, you know, they were definitely coming in with serious use of force, and they had the helicopter with the loudspeaker telling people that they had to leave a certain area.
Did they roll out the bear cat?
The bear cat was rolled out, however, it was not utilized. They had it parked down the street.
They had it ready.
Yeah, so it was pretty crazy.
That's pretty amazing for a town, you know, 25,000 people, whatever it is.
Right.
You know. Well, once you have a bear cat, you have to use it. That's the rule.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's how they feel about it anyway. But we'll, of course, talk more about all of this stuff and take your calls and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You can also get us on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. And just to kick things off, there's two parts to this story, and I'll of course, post the link. I don't think we're going to get to the second part, but the second part was really it's the story of this guy and his girlfriend, and they are at first quarantined together in the same room, and then, of course, the cruise line separates them because they have to transfer one. He's from, like, Argentina or something, and she's from Illinois. And so
they met each other at work, basically.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, they separate them, and it just... Yeah, it really kind of hit me, you know. I was like, oh, that's a sad story. So I'll, of course, post a link. But to kick things off, they show a picture of a Janice Bernstein, not Berenstein. This isn't the Mandela effect. She lost her job and then lost her mind. In the 8 weeks since her workplace was shut down by coronavirus stay-at-home orders, she and almost 2 million Floridians have struggled to claim unemployment checks. from the state. So these folks who work on, turns out that a lot of these cruise ships are obviously, they don't base their businesses in the U.S.
Right.
And so if you're an employee and you're furloughed or laid off or whatever the terminology is for
cruise ships, you don't get unemployment.
It's more difficult, apparently, to collect unemployment.
Well, it's hard to get it anyway because the state websites keep going down, from what I understand.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So in the avenue of ocean that stretches from Miami to Cuba and northeast to the Bahamas, dozens of cruise ships sail back and forth. Every so often they come to Florida to refuel and restock. Otherwise, they wait. The crew members on board, many no longer receiving paychecks, wait for news about when they will return home and see their families again.
So 2 months
later. 2 months later. So 855-450-FREE. If you are a cruise ship employee, we'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, the Live Monday Night Edition.
I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on really how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks that whole squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them, I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours, free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, you are in the right place for the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live talk radio show where you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also find us at discord.lrn.fm. And if you do call in using the Discord server, you can sound almost as if you're sitting right here in the studio with us.
Mm-hmm.
And in said studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
We were talking a bit about over 100,000 crew members who are trapped on cruise ships that aren't allowed to port anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you more about that, but first...
Yeah, first, Bitcoin.com, great place to go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And I think a lot of people are looking at Bitcoin Cash right now because the Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin fees are insane at the moment.
Yeah, they've gone way up because of the halvening.
No, it was before the halvening.
Really?
Haven't they increased
since the halving?
I mean, a little bit, but, it was like $3 beforehand, and it's like $3 or $4, you know, right now.
I thought it was like $5.
Well, it depends on how much you're going to, it depends on the size of the transfer.
Right.
Anyway, if you want to learn the basics about cryptocurrencies, get on over to Bitcoin.com. They can help you with that, and they got a great news site as well that keeps you up to date with what the latest is in the world of cryptocurrency. So whether you're an old school crypto person or you're brand new, Bitcoin.com is a great site to go and learn. That's Bitcoin.com.
I do love their beginner section. Mm. I've turned several folks on to their beginner section just, you know, for their videos and that kind of thing. Because sometimes just being exposed to it helps people out. And they're like, oh, I kind of get what you mean now about some of the nomenclature and some of the terminology surrounding it. So I love it. So anyway, we were talking about these, you know, more than 100,000 folks who many are no longer even receiving paychecks. They've been stuck at sea literally for months now.
How many people work on an average cruise ship? I mean, it's got to be a few hundred, right?
I would guess.
A couple hundred? Yeah. 300?
I believe they mention in here, and I believe it's in the hundreds. You know, a larger cruise ship. Obviously,
sure.
Going to have, I mean, they have everything from janitors to IT staff, right? You know, concierges, right?
All the people in the kitchen.
The bartenders, waiters, waitresses, you know.
The maids.
Pool attendants, you know, water people. All the entertainers, of course. So, yeah, it's definitely in the hundreds. And because of the government crackdown due to COVID-19, many of these countries have their borders closed. And so what that means...
You can't come back.
You can't come back.
Even if you're from there.
Correct.
Really?
Yes. Now, there's a few exceptions to this, and we'll get into that as the article goes on. But essentially, these folks, you know, many of them are not even receiving paychecks, and they don't have... you know, access to news about when they will return home and see their families again.
Now, some people would figure, you know, 2 months on a cruise trip is basically like a really nice vacation, but not if you're held against your will.
Right.
That probably changes how it feels.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
So a cruise ship, you know, I don't care how comfortable the prison is. If you're held there against your will, it's still prison nonetheless.
Yep.
Right, and that's precisely what has happened here is these cruise ships have turned into prisons for these folks. Even though, you know, they have a bar, they have swimming pools, you know, that kind of a thing.
But can you use the swimming pool under social distancing?
No, and so there within lies the rub. So more than 100,000 crew members remain trapped at sea with little reliable information about what will happen to them. Most passengers were able to get off the cruise ships by early April, but crew members have largely remained stuck. During the prolonged isolation, the virus continued to spread through the ships. At least 578 crew contracted COVID-19 at sea, and 7 have died, according to a Miami Herald analysis. This article from the Miami Herald, by the way. At least 2 crew members have leapt overboard in apparent suicides.
Wow.
I mean, if you're stuck inside of a tiny room on a cruise ship for 8 weeks, I guess it's been at least, you know, here on the land anyway, since everything's been locked down.
I think time passes at the same rate at sea. It's not like space.
having been a commercial fisherman for, well, I'll call it a season, I can tell you that the difference between being encapsulated on a boat voluntarily and not being able to get off, you know, at the next stop is quite stark. At least 2 members leapt overboard in apparent suicide. On May 10th, a 39-year-old crew member from Ukraine on the Regal Princess ship died after jumping overboard while the ship was anchored off Rotterdam, Netherlands. Mm. Late last month, a crew member jumped off Royal Caribbean's Jewel of the Seas ship while it was near Greece. His body was never found. I'm an eleutheromaniac. I know we've talked
about
eleutheromania.
What is that?
This is a person who has an insatiable desire for freedom.
Oh, okay, yeah. And
that's the definition.
That's probably why you're here.
That is exactly why you're here, as a matter of fact. And I would maintain that, well, you folks here probably, in the studio, probably most of our hosts are also eleutheromaniacs to one extent or another. And when it comes to, you know, when I'm without my car, if my car's in the shop for an extended period of time and I don't have wheels, I start feeling like the walls. Yeah, you know, I won't say claustrophobic, but that's probably the closest analogy I can come to. So I can imagine somebody who might be an eleutheromaniac and aren't really aware that that's what they are. I mean, these, a lot of these folks who join these ships do it because they're like, oh, adventure, I want to see the world, and it'll be fun. Sure. And so there's an element of eleutheromania behind their motivation to get these jobs. And so when they're told they can't leave, I mean, what does that do to a person's psyche?
They probably also, I'm going to just guess, take these jobs because they pay better than wherever it is, you know, whatever crappy country they come from. Because there's a lot of people... very international cruise, right? Like,
right.
I haven't been on a cruise ship since I was a kid. I went on a couple with my parents when I was younger, but one of the things that was particularly noteworthy was this, you know, the fact that these waiters and such, the folks that were on the crew, were from all over the world.
Yes.
And so, I mean, this is a good opportunity for them, meaning the cruise ship can probably pay them a lot less than what they would pay Americans to do those roles, but they're paying them more than what they would get paid to, you know, work as a waiter at some restaurant and, you know, wherever country they're from.
Before my first attempt to move to New Hampshire, maybe it was after. I think it was after. It was after my first attempt failed horribly, and I crawled back to Seattle to sort of recoup and figure out how I was going to, you know, make attempt number 2.
Did you get lost?
No, I got into an accident. I left, oh, good Lord. I left in April, first week of April. Maybe it was the first week of March. I think like a
you
month.
Mean like 5 years ago?
It's almost 6 years ago now. I packed up all my stuff into a trailer, towed it behind my Toyota 4Runner, and I made it over. I made it almost to Spokane, Washington, and I hit black ice, rolled the thing several times. The trailer came loose, and you know, I broke the axle. All of my earthly belongings were spilled out along the side of the freeway.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. I rose from the ashes, and now I'm here. But I looked into working on a cruise ship as a way to, like, not have to pay rent and save money to make the move.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked into that, so I kind of have an idea of what it takes. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's taking hydroxychloroquine, a drug he's repeatedly touted as a therapeutic for coronavirus. The president telling reporters he's taking it under the care of White House doctors.
I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
Did the White House doctor recommend that you take that? Is that why you're taking it?
Yeah, White House doctor. I didn't recommend. No, I asked him, what do you think? He said, well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it. I'd like to take it.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the more than $3 trillion bill passed by the Democratic-controlled House last week nothing but a liberal wish list.
In the 2 months that House Democrats spent away from their duty stations, they seemingly gave themselves just one assignment. Draft an enormous, enormous political messaging bill and brand it as coronavirus relief.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Monday is reopening day in states across the country. Auto plants are resuming their operations in Michigan, and restaurants are welcoming diners in Maine. Meanwhile, malls are making way for shoppers in Minnesota, and gyms are opening their doors in South Carolina, Texas, and Arizona. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox News,
but reopen we must, because it's not health versus the economy. It's actually health versus health. There are serious health consequences to keeping us shut down, whether it's the suicidality rates or if it is cardiac procedures not being received, cancer screenings, pediatric vaccinations declining. All of these are critical health needs that are part of reopening the economy.
Stock soaring on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 912 points to finish at 24,597. The S&P jumped 90 points, and the NASDAQ rose 220. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Welcome back, everybody. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can call and take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about over 100,000 crew members who are stranded, literally, almost hostage-like, if not prison-like, on the cruise ships in which they work, many of them not even getting paid. This article is from the MiamiHerald.com.
Likely, I love Bo.
Yeah, I was thinking of like Gopher and
we'll
Isaac.
Be making
and, yeah.
Another run.
But now it's the prison boat, right?
The jail boat.
It's essentially what it's become. when these cruise companies first shut down operations on March 13th, there's my favorite date again. It's not my favorite. They expected to cancel cruises for up to 30 days, believing the crisis would quickly pass, much like the 2002 SARS pandemic that killed fewer than 800 worldwide. And they would be up and running again soon. Some crew were sent home in March, including many entertainment employees, while some new crew members were brought on. But on April 9th, which almost a month later, the U.S. CDC banned cruising in U.S. waters through at least July. So these cruise ships can't even come into U.S. waters, much less port.
Huh.
Citing ongoing outbreaks among crew who remained on ships, the CDC put new rules in place, limiting repatriation to private transportation and requiring cruise line executives to sign legal agreements, assuring the agency's health rules will be followed. Some countries, including Haiti and the Philippines, are requiring crew members to be tested before they can return. And we know all about the availability of the COVID-19 tests. And
oh, yeah, you got to be tested, but we don't have any tests, so you're just going to have to wait.
Schrodinger's patient. Others, like Grenada, want cruise companies to pay for a land-based quarantine once crew members arrive. You can imagine the cruise company's reaction.
Mm.
This is totally a new situation for everybody, said Teo Niemela, editor of Cruise Business Magazine. There is no guidebook for this. Some crew members have spent days in small windowless rooms with no information about when they will be going home as their ships float in and out of U.S. port areas. Some are on long journeys. Some are on long journeys crossing the Atlantic Ocean without any assurance of their home countries or when they'll be allowed to dock. Some were told for weeks that their ships were virus-free, only to see colleagues quietly evacuated to Miami hospitals days later. Many feel like an afterthought after watching cruise companies use diplomatic and logistical channels to promptly repatriate passengers, but not crew members. The delayed repatriation process could jeopardize the industry going forward, said Rockford Weitz, director of the Maritime Studies at Tufts University
School. It's going to be harder to get people to fill these roles because I imagine a lot of these folks are not going to want to come back after they've been treated like this.
I mean, would you? Mm. Right? No, if you took a job on a cruise ship and then all of a sudden you were, for all intents and purposes, a hostage of the boat, you can't go home, you can't get a helicopter off, you can't get a boat onto land, you're not allowed to dock in any port because all the governments have closed their borders to these people. What does that do to you?
What's that photo of with the people standing around the...
This here is crew members on Royal Caribbean's Majesty of the Seas cruise ship demand answers from the captain, not me, about when they will be going home on May 15th.
And there's what, like dozens and dozens of people standing on the deck. Nobody's doing social distancing.
They are wearing masks.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I get happy when I see people not social distancing. There was a bar that opened up back in town here today with an outdoor seating area, and plenty of people were not seated. They were just standing around talking to one another, and I was like, yes, I honked when I went by.
Nice. Yeah, I heard reports of that myself. I drove by a place that I know has a rather large outdoor seating area.
Mm-hmm.
I heard voices, so there were obviously people outside enjoying themselves, having a beer or whatever, but I couldn't tell how busy. From just driving by, but I kind of went out of my way before popping into the studio here just to see.
I would call the place I drove by unusually busy for its outdoors, but then again, you couldn't be inside, so.
Right. I know we're getting off the article here a little bit, but did you say or did somebody say in one of the chats that there was maybe they were requiring you to wear a mask to come inside, like go use the John or any of the vending machines, anything like that? Okay. That's cool. I like that.
Yep. Now, as of right now, from what I understand in New Hampshire, there is not a requirement for customers to wear masks. There's a recommendation, I believe, by the state government, but not a requirement.
Let's go ahead and go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We're going to go to Farmer Garrick, who's calling from Central Illinois. Farmer Garrick, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks. Just some thoughts. I did spend 8.5 years working on cruise ships. I worked in the entertainment department, kind of working my way up, and eventually, you guys were mentioning, kind of worked my way up. I worked my way up to cruise director.
Okay.
And I had somewhat of a similar experience, obviously not with the situation with the COVID going on right now, but I did have in the middle of one of my contracts where the cruise line went bankrupt in the middle of this cruise line had 7 ships at the time. And looking at these situations right now with the COVID, it's the governments that are involved that are not allowing these ships to dock in the ports. It's not that the crew members don't want to get off and couldn't get off. I haven't heard your whole discussion. I joined in about 20 minutes ago listening, and it's the fact that the governments aren't letting them off the ships to make their way home. And we had those issues when the cruise line that I was on went bankrupt. We were able to get the passengers off the ship relatively quick, within a week. But then the majority of the crew was stuck around on a few of the cruise ships for maybe a week or two. And then where I met my wife on the cruise ships, she was on the same cruise line but on a different cruise ship. She was stuck in Spain for a month and a half before they ever worked anything out.
And so when she was stuck, was she stuck on the ship or was she,
She was stuck on the ship, yes. The only difference was obviously they weren't being quarantined at the time, so they could leave the ship at night. But the circumstances were not necessarily great because, the ships are run very, very much. I never was involved in the military, but I've been told it was very much like a naval situation. We basically kind of follow those kind of structures, where you have you're basically the captain and everything down underneath that. So it was not with the same structure and a little bit scary in certain circumstances because, the company had abandoned the ship and at that time the bank took over the ship. Because the company went bankrupt. So it was a little bit different, but the crew members have to be going crazy, especially if they're just they're out floating around.
Did you get stiffed on getting paid for those weeks?
No, because of the bankruptcy, the bank settled. As soon as you flew out, the day they signed you off the ship, you got paid.
Wow.
But that was a bankruptcy situation.
Right. Do you still know folks in the industry? Do you keep in contact with anybody? Do you
That was a while ago. That was I got off the ships about 15 years ago. So we know a few people. The few that we do know, my wife keeps more contact with. They were able to get off the ships and get home to their home country. But I have heard about this, just not any firsthand accounts of people that are still floating around.
All right, well, thank you for the call tonight, Farmer. Let us know if you have any other updates and give us a call if you know anything more about that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I can't tell you, as an eleuthermaniac, I would go nuts if I were stuck on a ship like this. I don't know what I would do. We've got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at
food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. The live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you about AnyPay. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Because now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, there's a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business. Could be your business, could be your friend's business, could be a business you frequent that you just want them to take crypto. And once it's installed there, tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com, and you will get a piece of every Dash or Bitcoin Cash transaction. And I can't think of a cooler incentive to spread decentralized payment methods like Bitcoin Cash and Dash than that. And the guys at AnyPay have done a bang-up job. Kudos. Indeed. Let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. We have Johnny calling in from Argonne, North Carolina. Am I pronouncing that right, Johnny?
Yes, you are.
All right, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, do you guys think Michael Jackson actually touched them kids?
That's an excellent question.
I don't know. What's the joke about what is Michael Jackson like about 26-year-olds?
There's 20 of them.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I personally don't.
Take it over the airwaves.
Huh?
I'm on the phone!
Yes, we know you're on the phone.
He's no longer
you're not.
On the phone. Well, thanks for the call tonight, Arjun.
All right. Well, he was on the phone, and he was not afraid to let that be known.
On the phone again.
Here I am
to get on the phone again. All right. So, Ian, you had something that you mentioned
all kinds of things.
During the break.
What things would you like?
It was the updates on the, was it the Salon?
Which Salon?
Oh,
there have been a myriad of Salons in the news. I have Salon news about the Texas regulators dropping cases against Salons and barbershops.
Yes.
I got a story about a Michigan barber stripped of his license because he operated during the shutdown. I got a salon owner in New Hampshire suing the governor over the state of emergency order.
Nice.
So you want to hear the Texas story?
Yeah, I just want to point out, though, that I'm really heartened, as opposed to disheartened, by things like seeing Wisconsin open up the bars and then just going, hey, you know what, we're just going to do what we're going to do, and if you want to come and participate and go to a bar or restaurant, you are free to do so. If you wish to remain quarantined, you are also free to do that.
You've always been free to quarantine yourself.
I mean, yeah.
Anytime you want, you can just go right ahead and quarantine yourself. You don't need to control other people's lives.
I don't think I have seen a government give up that kind of control, at least in recent memory. Once they take something away from you, you rarely get it back, and so I'm slightly heartened by these things.
Well, I don't know how much heartened you should be, because from what I understand, the Wisconsin situation...
I said slightly.
Yeah. From what I understand, the Wisconsin situation is very political. Now, you know, you've got, like, apparently a Democrat governor, and there's been a lot of pushback against that particular individual, so it might have just been that the Republicans on the Supreme Court wanted to show the, you know, teach the Democrats a lesson or something like that. It could have been something as simple as that, but don't look a gift horse in the mouth, I suppose. Update here from Austin, Texas, is that barbershops, and this is, by the way, from DallasNews.com, barbershops and salons that defied a statewide order to close will not be penalized by state regulators after Governor Greg Abbott changed the shutdown rules in response to the jailing of the Dallas salon owner. So as you may recall, we spoke of the Dallas salon owner who made a number of headlines because she had the courage to open her business. As she put it, her employees need to feed their families, and if they're willing to come to work under these conditions, which some people thought were dangerous, then they should be free to do that. And if the customers want to come in under those conditions, then they should be free to do that. So she opened up her doors. The state goons came. They ticketed her. A judge actually ordered her to close. Since she didn't, she was in violation of the judge's order, which... that put her in jail for some number of days. I think it was like 2 days before she was released from the jail by an order of the Supreme Court, interestingly, in Texas, the Texas Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that case stands at the moment, because the court didn't invalidate the case. They just basically said, well, we're going to have hearings. Until then, we'll give you bail. So she's technically out on bail, the last I heard. But according to this story, the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation has now dropped 200 enforcement cases. So that's the good news. There were at least 200 barbers and salon owners in Texas.
Yeah, otherwise completely innocent business people just attempting to make money, put food in their families' mouths, pay their rent, etc., and so on, that were about to be criminals.
That's right, and possibly lose their businesses as well, right? Because this is the Department of Licensing and Regulation, which would result in their license being pulled. And while we don't agree, I think I can speak for you guys, we don't agree with government licensure.
I don't. Although I'm told you have to get a license to go out of business, too.
There's a commercial about that.
Well, that's probably where I got it from.
The Texas Department said they dropped the 200 cases against cosmetologists and barbers, so also people who, like, do nails or whatever cosmetologists do, who allegedly kept working in April and early May, despite the governor's order to close amid the coronavirus outbreak. They also dismissed about 180 complaints that had been filed, but not yet investigated, according to their spokesbureaucrat. The move came after the governor amended his order amid the GOP outcry over the jailing of Shelley Luther, who was the Dallas salon owner that we talked about. She's right. The one who made all the headlines. Abbott eliminated confinement as a punishment and made the change retroactive, meaning the licensing agency said, quote, it allows for the opening of cosmetology and barbering establishments retroactively to April 2nd of 2020. So that's kind of a interesting little sleazy way out of this, is to say, oh, well, I'm just going to amend my order so that in the past, when it was previously illegal for you to do the things that you did, it now no longer is illegal after the fact for you to do those things.
We have altered the deal. Pray we do not alter the deal any further.
Although they altered it in the right direction toward more freedom rather than less.
They
which
did.
Is more than you can say for Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And that's not untrue, nobody, but at the same time, the order had its desired effect, right? At the time, for the most part, most businesses closed down. They obediently did what they were told. Now here we are later on. Turns out you could have opened and the governor was going to let it go, but you didn't know that at the time.
It's the equivalent of the mafia making an example out of the one guy in the neighborhood that won't pay his protection fee. Mm-hmm. It's the same exact thing mafias do. All the listeners out there, I'm sure, if you've never seen a movie about the mafia, well, go see one and then you'll understand what we're talking about. But it's the exact same thing. They take somebody who pipes up and says, hey, this is, you know, unconstitutional, or I have the right, or whatever it is. They stand up for themselves and then they squash them. And then that makes an example out of them for the rest of the population. The rest of the population goes, oh, I guess I better not open my business or I'll get squashed too. Whereas all they have to do is everybody work in concert, open their businesses, and there's nothing that they can do.
That's all they would have to do. But although in this case, Captain, they didn't successfully squash this lady. Right? Like, it looked like they were going to, but then the Supreme Court let her out of jail.
Squeaky wheel.
And the governor then, at the same time, was acting like, oh, well, I never thought someone would be put in jail over this, because, you know, he writes this order, and the backing up of these government governor's orders in almost every state are potential misdemeanor charges, which carry with it up to 6 months in some states and up to a year in jail in some states. So for the governor to act like, why, they put this woman in jail over violating my order, I'm just shocked. I say, I can't believe this. I'm undoing this right now. This shan't happen here in Texas.
I just want
He's
to say...
He's very British for a Texan, isn't he?
To all of our listeners, we live in a time where regular folk trying to make a living, trying to earn a wage, trying to establish a business, can be made criminals like that with the swipe of a pen or the typing of a keyboard by a useless bureaucrat.
But it took this lady to make this stand.
Right.
And at the very least to get the publicity. Who knows about the other 200 cases? How many of those were going all the way, willing to go to the mat with this? But she did it. She called him out, and he crumbled. So that's what needs
I
to happen.
It.
People
I
need
like
to
that.
Have some courage.
Where are the cojones in these situations? I like seeing that
a heart
people,
and a brain is good too.
Well, that's true. I like seeing people working together. I think that enough commotion was caused and enough publicity was generated to have them make this decision. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need
need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.